The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. Here. Today we're talking about contracts, and we're not really going to delay too much because I don't want to stay and keep you guys for too long because this topic can get a little involved. So we're talking about contracts today on the Spirit of Business. And first of all, I want you to know you can go to patreon.com/learnadminlaw for mentorship subscriptions if you feel that you want to know how to do these things and you need someone to teach you more hands-on learning. We do have options available for learners who are looking to learn how to administrate a private administration of governance and basically maintain a certain level of freedom using administrative law and other forms of law. So, talking about contracts today, we're going to talk about analyzing and perfecting your contracts. But before we really dig into the contract itself, I would like to talk briefly about what a contract is and some forms of contracts that you don't have any choice whatsoever whether or not you enter into this agreement because you have already done it and it's irreversible. You have an irrevocable set of contracts with the planet. And because the planet is a sentient being, this is something that you need to be aware of because the planet is conscious and so are you. And that consciousness is what links you to the power of the planet, the power of nature, the power of universal law and natural law. So these are things that you need to understand before you start studying private governance because you are being governed by a higher power, okay? You are being governed by a higher power, whether you like that or not, whether you know it or not, whether you want it or not. This is the case. It's nothing you can do about it. And so we're going to talk about that, okay? So starting off, when we are all born, we receive a body, okay? This body is an inheritance of the earth, okay? Because your body is of the earth. So when anybody says that you have inherited the earth, that's what they mean. To inherit the earth means that someone gave you access to a body. Usually your mother gave you access to your body because the ultimate universal mother, the planet, gave you your body. So the feminine principle is what births and creates this connection of consciousness. And our womb, the portal of life, is what allows those things to become enabled. Whenever it is sparked by the male principle of electric energy. Okay, and that's what happens when a sperm cell basically incorporates itself into an egg cell. That sperm cell creates a spark of energy that essentially sets off a chain reaction of events that are chemical. Okay, chemical, blending actually occurs. And that's where why you have your mother's DNA and your father's. So that out the way, coming into your body and coming into this inheritance means that you must govern yourself a certain way. And these concepts are things that you guys are already familiar with in the legal space, however, or in the space of law and order. Okay, so these things, they have to connect because at some point you have to realize that this is how you should be creating your contracts in the physical form because this is what you are subject to in the spiritual, supernatural, esoteric type of energetic way. You're subject to these laws. So when you receive this body, you come into your inheritance and now you have to govern a certain way. This is how trust law works. If you are to benefit from the trust, then you must be able to govern yourself accordingly so that you do not end up having, you don't end up having repercussions or you don't end up having things that are adverse reactions or you basically losing out on the birthright, okay? Because the birthright comes to you by way of your adherence to the natural laws that you're subject to. All right. So let's just say, for example, you enter your body. Now you're a baby and you have no idea about this contract. You have absolutely no idea. It's fine because you're still being governed and your natural capacity for existing on the planet is what allows you to sustain yourself. And this is really true throughout your whole life. But I'm giving you the example of a baby because hopefully it'll make you understand your relationship to the planet, because to the mother planet, you're always going to be a baby and you're always going to be taken care of like a baby, just like a baby. So in the physical world, the baby cries, the baby has all of these needs, and the baby is fully capable of communicating those needs to its mother in order to get those things taken care of. And I'm sure you know, if you're a parent, that when your child was a baby, you could tell what your child needed based on what they were doing or based on how they were acting, or, you know, just little signs that they would give you. And so you knew what your child needed. This is the same way that things work on our humanity. Okay. This is what the planet is doing, basically with humanity, reading our energy and understanding what we need in order for us to continue to sustain ourselves. So, universal systems that come into play when you are an infant, whether you're a physical infant or a spiritual infant, or, you know, a mental infant, this is what, you know, the contract says, is that when you come into your body, you're being governed by vibration. So let's just say, for example, you are putting out a certain vibration into the universe. Let's just say you're a very angry person, for example, and now we're graduating into a more mature part of life, physical life. You're becoming a mature person now, or you're becoming a young adult. And let's just say you haven't learned emotional intelligence yet, just yet. So now you are, how do I say this? You are emitting a certain amount of energy. You're giving off energy. And the universe says that whatever energy you give off, you get back. Okay. And this may or may not be something good for you, because in its infancy, or in your lack of understanding why the universe does that to you, then you may not think it's a positive thing. But when you do understand what the universe is doing, why you're receiving the same energy that you give out, it's because that is a self-sustainable way for the planet to keep all of us in order. Because if I am angry, let's just say I strike somebody, and then they turn around and they strike me back. Over time, the more I mature and the more I become emotionally intelligent, at some point I'm going to realize this is a contract. This is a self-executing contract to have energy that I can give out that automatically comes back to me the same way. This is an agreement so that you'll elevate your energy. Because if you are getting tired of receiving back negative, slow, lackadaisical, idle, angry, jealous, futile energy, then these are the types of things that you're going to realize at some point in your life. I have to elevate. I can't continue to give off this vibration if I don't want to keep getting it back. All right, we're taking a brief pause for a shameless plug. I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and you're listening to The Spirit of Business. If you want that goal, please head over to patreon.com/learnadminlaw, where you'll have full access to our weekly live stream events and one-on-one mentorship subscriptions. Now, jump back in for our summary segment. And so that's it. You want to define the value, define the terms. You want to make sure that you know how the contract should be functioning, how should it be protecting you, and how should it be interacting with the other person. I typically don't like to do immoral, anything in my contracts, because I don't like to be open for liability. So for some reason, I'm looking at these other companies and I'm like, you guys are really bold to be out here violating people's rights like that. without caring. They don't care. So I'll just be like, okay, more power to you, baby. I'm not getting ready to argue with you, but this is not how I want to do my business. I'm not opening myself up for liability for any reason. Because with the work that I'm doing as an investigative researcher, researching government processes, policies, procedures, government regulations, statutes, legislations, codes, and all that other stuff. As an investigative researcher, my job is to, regulate, and I'm in an assumed position. But nonetheless, the position is to make sure that through my investigative research that I'm holding entities liable for their violations of not only the natural law, not only the man's law, where we talk about legislations and all these artificial laws, but we're talking about universal law. I'm a universal entity and I represent universal intelligence. So when I get on the, when I come on the scene, I'm looking like, I can't believe you guys left yourselves open to this liability like this, because baby, I am getting ready to come for judgment. I'm definitely getting ready to come for judgment. There's no way that I'm going to be a person of a higher authority and I'm not going to come for judgment. Y'all know how the Bible goes when it's judgment time. I'm slaying. Do you hear me? I'm slaying. Because I don't play like that. You're violating it too deeply on some different level stuff. So no, I'm not letting that slide. And I just can't believe that they would leave themselves open to a problem like me. Yeah, I don't know why they would leave themselves open to a problem like me. But I mean, apparently I can be a problem or I can be a blessing. Either way, however they want to get it, I'm going to give it to them. But this is something that I want you to be able to do too. Cause when you go into that car dealership, I don't want you to enter into an adhesion contract and then you need help to get out of it. I help you to get out of it and then you go get into another one. Okay. So we have to learn these things because your security interests are important. So maybe we'll do another video talking about your security interests, and how to protect them more specifically in your contracts, because this is, definitely going to be an education that you have to build on. So in your contracts, you're going to be looking for the agreement itself, the terms and conditions. You're going to be looking for the value of the substance that you're conveying in that communication. And you want to make sure that you have understood the terms and the conditions of those terms so that you can perform, making sure that you have protected your interests and making sure that you have not bound yourself to something that you cannot perform on or something that you don't want to perform on. And then once you do that, you're going to write those terms very carefully to make sure that you have not violated anyone else's laws or anyone else's rights according to what you have written. So it's really good to actually write your contracts from the law. Okay, so if you're writing a contract on a specific thing, especially in a particular industry, like let's just say, for example, you're in the banking industry and you want to write out a contract, I would suggest that you go to the banking laws. I would suggest that you go straight to your resources in that banking industry, especially if you're talking about writing policy or things like that into your contract. You want to go directly to the policy and you want to use that to build the terms and conditions of your contract. Okay. So I'm going to leave it here. We've been on for about 40 minutes, which is good. So my name is Reese Roberts. This is the Spirit of Business that you've been listening to. And I do hope that you go on Patreon for your mentorship subscriptions. We have packages available for people who are really on a beginner level. We have also packages available for people who are more advanced and are looking for strategic mentorship, where we're talking about strategy. On our beginner level, we're not talking about strategy. We're talking about foundational learning. We're talking about things like what we discussed today. So if you are in any one of those groups, you can check out the link, www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw, to get access to all of these lectures and to be able to get direct mentorship from me. That means you'll be able to ask your questions. You'll be able to come directly to me. You'll be able to talk to me and sit down and have an understanding of what you're doing, where you are, the outcomes, the things that you're putting into it, some of the books. I know y'all see, I love my books. They're all very much a part of my life. So yeah, we'll be able to get you on the straight and narrow when it comes to learning private administration. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I really do hope that you have a great weekend. Be safe out there. It's kind of wet and rainy here in Atlanta. So we're just going to, you know, kind of be in the house. I'm probably going to cuddle up with my estate and trust administration book this weekend. So I can be prepared for my conversations. But anyway, I appreciate you guys for being here. Peace. Because you know I'll talk to y'all to death. And that's going to be it for our latest episode of The Spirit of Business, where we give you a sneak peek into the lessons being taught in our brand new Patreon community, where we mentor private administrators. Again, I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and I hope to see you join our community at www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw for your mentorship subscription today.